Okay, I'm going to try to record a little something here. I'm on my way back from lunch. Well, I haven't had lunch yet. I'm picking it up. Driving it back. It's drive-through. It's okay, though. Salad. It's allowed. I'm going to talk about something that I don't know that I've ever actually talked about on an audio boo, and that's, for a change, my profession. I don't really talk a lot about being a graphic designer, because it's something that that I do enjoy. I mean, graphic designer, it's a bit like old leather for me. It's like I've got all this cool stuff that I like to try to do, and all kinds of stuff I'm always experimenting with, but at the end of the day, just good old-fashioned graphic design, very comforting, nice to slip into. But I can tell you this, as a graphic designer, there's two things that you always dread to hear. For one thing, there's a lot of confusion among even designers themselves on what exactly a graphic designer is supposed to do. I think a lot of times these days, web designers are confused with graphic designers. Well, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of web designers that are pretty good at graphic design. There's a lot of graphic designers that sort of do web design. I'm a little bit of a traditionalist in a very unantagonistic way. I mean, I think it's all great. But I do tend to think of graphic designers as being pretty separate from people that mostly build websites. There's two things that all graphic designers sort of dread hearing from a client or from a boss or, you know, whatever the circumstances you find yourself working in are. Number one is you kind of dread hearing, especially when a client, relatively new client comes up and says, well, I and they sort of do a little shrug, I'm a little bit creative too. Look out. Because this frequently, the sort of people that would say I'm a little bit creative and then go off and hire a graphic designer, sometimes let their own need to prove how creative they are get in the way of letting the graphic designer do their job. The other thing that you tend to hear that's a little scary, and I've heard this many, many times, is someone will ask you to do a job, and you'll have a client that's totally awesome and they seem fantastic, and they mutter the words, "Oh, I trust you." What that actually translates to is read my mind. Because while they may seem to think that you're going to do something great and I'm just going to like it, in reality, what that tends to mean is that they have things in mind that they're just not sure about how to clearly explain, or they can't put it into words, but they sort of expect that you're going to have similarly awesome ideas, which you probably have awesome ideas, and maybe their ideas are awesome, but often in a case where the client just says, "I trust you," they're expecting that those two things are going to overlap, and they don't necessarily. I think this is pretty cool. I'm going to tweet a little bit more about graphic design, I think, but alas, have to go back into the office at the moment. If you have any questions any comments or just want to chat or ask me if I like Battlestar Galactica or some similar show, then send me an email, isobon@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter @isobon.